I hope that God will bless Brother Fred for a few moments of time. Some may say, Brother Lonnie, that there is no resurrection. But Jesus is the resurrection. That's the resurrection. If we preach no resurrection, we're not preaching Christ. And we'd be found false witness before Him. And our preaching would be in vain, Brother Woodrow. I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brother Keith, that Christ is going to return to this world. And I know there's many discussions, Brother Fred, of why He's coming. I'm not concerned with that. I know that He's coming for me. That's all I'm worried about. I believe when He comes, He won't need nobody to direct Him which way to go, Brother Junior. He'll know wherever to go to. I believe, Brother Lon, that He knows His people. And I believe they know Him, Brother Woodrow. I believe that He's not a stranger to them. He's somebody that they all know. Jesus today is more than I can say. Just saying His word, saying His name, Brother John, doesn't give it justice as far as that's concerned. You have to know Him. Some say, well, Brother Junior and I was talking last night. I said, Will and I talked, and I said, same thing he did. When I began to talk to Jesus about the condition of my soul, Brother Fred, I was very concerned. I was very concerned about dying and going to hell. And some said, well, I wasn't concerned about that. If you never get concerned about dying and going to hell, Brother John, you'll never do nothing about it. Brother Woodrow, you'll never begin to change, Brother Lonnie. And Brother Junior said, well, I always remember the brethren telling me that he wouldn't turn a praying man away. A man that was begging for life, he wouldn't turn him away. I said, yes, Brother Junior, I agree with you. But I sure was in misery. I sure was in misery, Brother Larry. I was in misery. I was in pain, Brother, waiting to be delivered, Brother Junior. Now, whether people believe that or not, I can't help what they believe. I can't change some people's mind, Brother Fred, and today has to be a travail take place. I believe that. Some said, how long is it? I don't know. I told Brother Junior, I said, it didn't happen like instant pudding with me. That's all I know. That's all I know, Brother John. I don't know how everybody else is, Brother Larry. But I wasn't talking about instant pudding with Brother Terry. I'll tell you that right now. I suffered a long time, Brother, but it wasn't God's fault, Brother Woodrow. It wasn't His fault. But today somebody said, well, I won't suffer, but the Bible says you'll suffer because of your sins. Now, Brother Fred, I believe that. Not to pay for them, my brethren, but you'll suffer because of them. Today there's no way on earth, Brother John, we could have suffered enough to pay for our sins, Brother Woodrow. But I'll guarantee you suffered because of your sins. And the next man will too, Brother Fred. If there's no suffering done, Brother Larry, then you didn't get anywhere as far as I'm concerned, Brother Lon. Somebody said, why do you have to suffer? Because of your disobedience. That's exactly why you suffer. I hope that God will, for a few minutes of time, come my way and bless me to preach. I like to preach, but I don't like to try. And sometimes we all come trying. And I hope and pray that God will, for a few minutes of time, come my way. You know, sometimes it's been a rough week, Brother Junior. It's been a tiresome week for me, but I'm glad and thankful that God has seen me through and allowed me to see another Sabbath come. But I knew with all the... Brother Junior and I was at the hospital Thursday, and it seemed as though that, Brother Junior, it never stops. It seemed as though we went and saw one and went and saw another, and then there was another one, Brother Fred. That's the way it is in this world. That's the way it goes. But I want you to understand that God, sometime in the near future, somebody said, well, Brother Terry, do you know that, Brother John? I believe it with everything in me. Sometime, Brother Junior, in the near future, he's going to call an end to it, Brother, Brother Fred, and he's going to say, my children have had enough down there. I think it's time they come home, Brother Lonnie. And today, and I want you to understand, sometimes, Brother Keith, I get so lonesome, Brother Larry, to go home. Sometimes after we had a real good meeting, or not even after that, sometime Brother Lon will call me and he said, Brother Terry, I'm just lonely and I wanted to talk. Amen. That's the way it is, Brother Lon. Sometimes we get lonely and we want to talk. And today, but I want you to know something today. I won't have to cross the river alone, Brother Fred. And today, there's somebody going with me, Brother Larry. And his name is Jesus. And today, and I've heard him say, Brother Junior, that he'll meet me down at the river. And that's all right if that's the way they feel about it, Brother Fred. And today, but I read in here, he said, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you, Brother Lonnie. And today, when the six troubles come, he'll be there to be with me, Brother. And today, when the complete number comes, seven, Brother. And today, I want you to understand that he'll be there when I get ready to cross, Brother Jess. And today, and he'll take me by the hand, Brother Larry, and he'll lead me across the river. And today, and somebody said, well, and Brother Terry, do you believe that? Just as sure as I'm standing here, if I didn't believe that, Brother John, I'd be on my knees praying to God and say, God, would you forgive me? And somebody said, well, today there's a lot of people that believe that repentance ends when you get saved. Brother Lonnie, I don't believe that. And today I believe, Brother Fred, today that it begins more earnestly. And today, than it ever was, Brother Lon. And some may not understand that today, but I want you to know today you all pray that God will, for a few minutes of time, come my way and give me something to preach on today. But I want you to understand today that this Lord that we preach of, Brother Keith, and talk about, and today you'll never know nothing about him unless you come and taste of him. And today, and I want you to know, and today, that yesterday, if you come and taste of him, you'll know that he's good, and today, and very good, Brother Lon. And today, and somebody said, well, Brother Terry, why do we love him? Because Brother Junior, he first loved us. And the Bible says like this, Brother John, probably the most quoted scripture in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son into the world, that whomsoever should believe upon him should not perish, but, brother, what have, and today I have everlasting life, and today, yesterday, brethren, I want you to understand, and today, Brother Keith, one day, and today, Brother Terry got eternal life, and today, somebody said, well, and today, we'll not get eternal life until after we leave, Brother Keith, and today, I beg to differ with you, and today, today I got eternal life today when I turned my life over to God, Brother John, and today, and he come in and took up his abode, and today, somebody said, why did he do that? And today, I want you to know, there was a strong man on the inside of me, Brother Larry. Yeah, Brother Junior, there was a strong man inside of me that had control of my life. And today, but I want you to know, and today, that the stronger man came in, and today, and he didn't just come in, Brother Woodrow, and today, but he spoiled that strong man's good, and today, yesterday. And what did he do, Brother Keith? He cast him out, brethren, and today, and I want you to know, and today, he cast him out, and he ain't never going to get in there no more, brethren, and today, he can't get in there, because why? And today, because the stronger man come in, and today, and he spoiled his goods, and he cast him out, and today, yesterday, want you to know today that he'll be with me, Brother Fred, today. He'll never leave me, Brother John, today. And I want you to know, somebody said, well, I know they got him, today. And their life will prove what they are, today. Today, yeah, you can go about, brethren, telling people about what kind of man you are, Brother Lonnie, today, and you can tell them all the days of your life, today, Brother Woodrow, but your life, Brother Junior, that you live before them, Brother Lon, will show more than anything you've ever done. Today, hey, but hey, what do you mean, brethren? Today, Brother John, and here the Bible says, today, the Bible says, a good tree, brethren, what does it do, Brother Lon? It brings forth good fruit, today. Today, if you live in your neighborhood, brethren, and today, you don't put out any fruit, Brother John, and today, your neighbors won't have any good thing to say about you, and today, but if you put out bad fruit, brethren, they'll know that too, and today, and here's what the Bible said, Brother Fred, a bad tree will do what, brethren, and today, it'll bring forth bad fruit, and today, today, I want you to understand that a good tree, brethren, and today I will bring forth that good fruit, today. How does he do that, brethren, today? Somebody said, well, today, he just does it on his own, brethren. No, Brother Junior, he don't do it on his own, today. The stronger man on the inside, brethren, today. The old brethren used to preach, Brother Lonnie, and they'd say, today, you can put grease in a gourd, today, and what'll happen to it, Brother Junior, today, it'll come to the outside, Brother, today, and I hear some saying, Brother Fred, the man here, you see, there's nothing in him, today, but there's what's in him that comes on the outside, today. Today, the man here you see, walking around, brethren, today, it's what people see, Brother John, today, and he told them, Brother Fred, today, he said, while I was here, I was the light of this world, today, you think they didn't watch his life, Brother Fred, today, I was the light of the world, Brother Larry, but now I'm going away, today, and now you are the light of the world, today. Brother Terry, what are you talking about, brethren? I'm telling you, Christian people, today, why you're here, today, and what you do, today. Your neighbors is watching your life, today. Sister Brenda, they know everywhere you go, today, and they watch you, Brother Jed, today. I'm not afraid of them watching my life, today. Today, I had one of Brother Lon's neighbors tell me the other day, lives right above you, Brother Lon, today. He said, Brother Terry, my plans are still not changed, today. When I die, I want you to come, today, and I want you to preach to my family, today, and I want you to tell them about Jesus. Don't tell them about me, but tell them about Jesus, Brother John. Tell them about that Savior that hung on Calvary, today. Tell them about him, Brother Fred, today. He said, my family may not know about it, but I've got it wrote down somewhere, today. And when I die, today, come and do what I've asked you to do, today. And I told him, Brother Junior, I said, well, I may be dead and gone, today, before you are, but he said, today, oh, no, you won't be dead and gone, and today, but you come and you tell them about Jesus. Oh, Brother Lon, why of all the people, Brother Junior, did he pick out, and today, to come and do those things, and today, why would it be me, and today, why would it be this and that, and today, Brother Fred, because the fruit you leave, brethren, today, somebody is watching your life, and today, oh, today, I love the Lord, Brother Fred, I'm thankful to to God today that He set me on the way, Brother Larry. He's getting me in the way. Here's what the Bible said. Acquire for the old path, Brother Fred, today. And when you find it, you walk therein today. And when the way, somebody said, I got in the way. The way got in me, Brother, today. And I want you to know, I love walking the path today. I love spreading the news about Jesus today. Your mother lays up there, our old sister, and I saw her, and she knew who we were today. But I want you to know, she's blooming for a city, Brother Fred, today. In this world, while we live here today, we have a lot of trouble and sorrow, and Brother Junior, today. Yeah, but here's the thing about it, and today, Brother Jed, and today I'm blooming for city that my God has prepared, Brother Lon. And today somebody said, well, Brother Terry, do you want to go? Oh, yes, I want to go. And today, Brother Larry, I want to go and see Jesus. And today, but Brother Junior, there's one I want to see more than him. And today, what is his name? He's my Father, Brother. And today, He's God, Brother. Oh, today. And here's what Job said. Oh, when I wake in His likeness, then I'll be satisfied. And today, I'm not happy in this world, Brother John. And Brother Junior, the only peace that I see. And today, it's when God has carried me away in the Spirit. You know, Brother Junior called the other night about 12:30 and today, and saying, Brother Terry, pray. My sister is down near. It looks like she may die, Brother Larry. I went to the bathroom, Brother Lon, and I poured my heart out to God. Oh, and I got no relief, Brother Junior. I got no good feeling about it today. And I said, Lord, what must I do today? I went back and laid down in my bed, Brother Woodrow, and today. And I never stopped praying, Brother Larry, until I felt today that my prayer reached the throne of glory today. And I felt at ease, Brother Fred, and I went off to sleep today. You know what? Today she don't know how near she was unto death. And today, oh, and here's the sad thing. Brother Jess, she's not ready to leave. And today, she's not ready to go. Brother Larry, and today, she's not talked to her Lord. Maybe she has since then, I don't know. Brother Woodrow, but at that time, Brother Fred, she hadn't made her a peace call and election, sure. And today, oh, but in the morning, Brother Day, it's like a game we used to play when we were a little kid. Hide and seek, ready or not, here I come, Brother Junior. And today, oh, but I'm ready, Brother Fred, I'm ready. And today, what made you ready? All the suffering you done, no. What made you ready? And today is the day that I believed upon Him and repented Him and was born again. And today, oh, yeah, I met a surgeon one day, a Brother Lon, that come in and took out my heart. And never even left a scar. And today, he took out that old stony heart. And today, and what did he do, Brother Lon? And today, he put in a heart of flesh. And today, a heart of love. And today, oh yes, I love everybody. You know, Brother Junior, as we went and had prayer with that old mother today, and she said, I wish my children and today would believe on Him. And today, I held her hand, Brother Junior. I felt the power of God and today go through her, Brother Junior. Somebody said you can't feel the power of God and today. Oh, Brother Larry, I felt the power of God flow through me into her And she began to say, my children there, I wish they would believe. Brother Junior, no matter how bad a mother gets, you know, mother was real bad yesterday. And I sat with her and began to talk to her But no matter how bad a mother gets, Brother Larry, she'll always be concerned about her children. Brother Junior, when they're on their deathbed, Sister Brenda, they're still concerned about their children. Sister Sylvia, and I know your mother is getting down feeble. But I'm a mother. Brother Fred, always loves her children, no matter what they do. Brother Junior, you know what? Brother Junior, I bet you can remember your old mother. No matter what she done, she still loves you. She would correct you, Brother Lon, I want you to know, Jesus is a lot like that. Brother Fred, no matter what you do, he still loves you. But I want you to know, Brother Keith, he said like this, Brother Lon, he said, if you'll love me, you will keep my commandment. I don't find his commandments grievous, Brother Jed. I don't find it hard. You know, I went out to see old Brother Henry Count, Brother Junior. I had him on my heart and I had to go see him, but he wasn't home today. But I'll make another effort this week to go see my old brother today. I love him, Brother Junior, not because he's an old regular Baptist today, because I feel he's a child of God today, and he'd be pretty soon be 99 years old, Brother Larry, and he's failing pretty fast today. And he said, Brother Terry, why has he left me here this long today? Why am I still here? Brother Dave Gillen told me this week, he said the same thing. He said, Brother Terry, why am I here this long today? Why am I still here today? And the answer I give him is to give God glory and honor today. If you stay here 30 years, Brother Fred, your job is to give God glory and honor today. Brother Larry, if you stay to be 100 years old, your job is to glorify God and give Him glory and honor. And I don't care today. And here's the thing about it, Brother Junior, today, if you come in at the 11th hour, and today, you get the same as far as Jesus is concerned, and today. But I want you to know, Brother Larry, I'm glad that I come to Him as a young man. Brother Fred, my life has been made better by coming to Him as a young man today. Somebody said, well, why did you come today? Because He called me and I listened to Him today. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, do you believe that people are called, Brother Junior? I believe they're called today, and I want you to know it's up to them to answer that call today. But some sweet day, He's going to make a final call. Brother Jess and I'm going to answer Him. And today, what are you going to say, Brother Terry? I'm going to say, Brother John, I've been waiting for you for a long, long time. Oh, Jesus, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready today. And some may say, Brother Terry, why are you ready today? I've seen enough trouble in this world, Brother Junior. I told Brother Junior and Brother Greg the other night, I said, I don't know what it's like to go through what you went through today. And somebody said, I know what it's like to feel all these things. Brother Jess, if you ain't never been there, you don't know nothing about it. I don't know about walking on a cane, Brother Jed. I don't know, Sister Amanda, about having to walk sideways because of what you've got. But I want you to know, in the morning, Sissy, He's going to make you well today. Oh, I don't know about all your trouble. I don't know about all everything you've got. But I know Jesus can make it well. I know He can take you into His arms and love you Brother Lon, I know that. And today, Brother Woodrow, you tell your girls I love them. And today, I can't make all their rights wrongs right. And today, I can't make their life what they want me to make it. And today, but they know a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can take care of them all. Brother Woodrow, every time I see you, Brother Woodrow, I think of the time that we buried your mother. And today, and of how the storm come. And today, and the preacher said they couldn't make it, Brother. Brother Bill made it, and I made it. And today, but I wonder, Brother Junior, how many excuses do we put out our law for, Brother Fred? And today, oh, and I shut her at home, and Brother Woodrow, and I tried everything in me, and today, not to go in a way. And today, and the Satan kept saying, don't go, don't go. You'll get stranded, Brother. And today, you'll not make it back home, Brother Lon. And today, but God said, you go, and I'll go with you. And today, you go, and I'll go with you. And today, and the snow kept falling, Brother Woodrow, and it probably snowed almost knee deep that day, or way up there, Brother Lon. And today, and you know what? And today, and I had to drive about 5 or 10 miles an hour to get home. And today, but Brother John, you know, when I got back home, and today, and I said, Lord, I thank you. And today, oh, don't tell me that you're not rewarded for your obedience. You're rewarded, Brother Lonnie, for your obedience unto God. And today, and I want you to know, and today, you're rewarded for your obedience. And today, obedience is better than sacrifice. And today, and I'm taking too much time, Brother, but I want you to understand. And today, I love the Lord, Brother. And today, and you know what? They spoke of Brother Ivan here a few minutes ago. We saw him, I think it was last week. And today, Brother Junior, but I want you to know, it's in God's hands, Brother Larry. And today, if he stays, it's in God's hands. And if he goes, he's in God's hands. That's the way it is. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. Today, people that get up here and tell you they know what you feel like, if they haven't been there, they don't know, Brother Junior. They don't know. Brother Lonnie, I've never had open heart surgery. I don't know nothing about it. I can go be with you and love you, pray for you, Brother John. But if you haven't been there, my people, you don't know where Brother John's at. No. I've been there, not to compare our situations, but I've been there. And let me tell you something. I'm going to share this with you and we're going to close. My first wife, the old brother's dead and gone, Brother Junior, that performed the wedding for us, Brother Grover Adkins. And she said, always said that she wanted Brother Grover to preach her funeral. And I told her, Brother Jess remembers her very well. We were close friends when Brother Jess worked up there. And we spent a lot of time together, Brother Jess. And she said, I want him to preach my funeral. I said, that don't seem right, Brother Junior. You're a young woman. He's getting up in years. She all thinks you'd ever say is, you heard what I said. I want him to preach my funeral. And he did. But what I wanted to make a point to you is, Brother Junior, with all the controversy that's been going on for all these years, when he came to preach her funeral, he looked at me and he said, and he performed our wedding, and he looked at me and he said, y'all were married before I got to the house. Brother Junior, I want you to know that, Brother Terry, you were married before I ever come to perform the ceremony. What did he mean by that, Sister Brenda? He believed that we loved each other. And in our hearts, we were already joined together. Now, they would have crucified him for that if they'd heard him say that, Brother Junior. But he thought it was necessary that we make it lawful in the land. And that was necessary. It was necessary. It was necessary. Because we need to put a good light before this world. Now, that's, people said, well, it don't make you married. It don't make you married. But if you was a Christian man or a woman and trying to live outside of the bonds of matrimony in this land, what would people think of you? What kind of light would you be shining for them? Huh? What would they think of you? He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, as the little cartoon says. But still yet, in order to be a good bearer of fruits, Brother John, we need to do what we did. And we wanted to do what we did. And if people love one another, if they really and truly love one another, why would they balk from that? Why? I don't know why. I don't know why. But today, and I'm not being critical, I'm trying to be honest. I'm not telling you that that makes you love one another more. But here sits my wife of over 30 years that I love her with all my heart. And I'll declare that in front of everybody in the world. I don't care who knows it. Amen. I don't care who knows it. And I'll declare this, Brother Junior, I believe that God put us together. Amen. Yeah. You ask her what happened when we were dating. And we were dating and we were serious about each other. And Brother Jess, I actually did this, and this is the truth. Even though I wasn't a Christian, Brother Junior, I prayed to God, is this the right thing to do? Do you think God went and left me and didn't get me no answer? He gave me an answer, Brother Larry. And I broke up with her for about 3 months for the deliberate purpose, Brother Junior, of not trying to destroy her life or mine. I didn't want to do that. Somebody said, now God give you a head to use something besides wearing a cap on, Brother Junior. It's a purpose for that. God made all of you. I found out that I loved her enough to die for her, Brother Larry. That's what I found out, Brother Fred. If you don't believe me, read the scriptures, Brother Fred. Is that what it says or not? Is that what it says, Brother Junior? Is that what it says, Brother Woodrow? That God so loved the what? The church. That he did what? The world. But that he what? He gave his life for him. Husband, love your wives. Wives, love your husband. As God, Christ loved the church that he gave his life for. Now, brother, I'm not talking something that's foolish, Brother Junior. I'm talking something that's fact. I'm talking something that's factual. There's people that's got a marriage license and don't love one another bit more than man in the moon. That's a fact. But, honey, God has joined us together by heart. By our hearts, Brother Fred. And one day, I got joined together with Christ by heart. Yeah. Not by my flesh, Brother Woodrow. Not by my flesh, Brother Junior. Because my flesh is going to go back to the dust. But I was joined with him, Brother Doc, by my heart. And I don't believe he'll ever take it away. And I don't believe he'll ever leave me. So I love each and every one of you. Done the best that I could. It wasn't like Wednesday night, but that's okay anyway. It's all right. It's okay. I'm telling you right now, this preaching business, if you think you know how, you think it's not what it's like, I just told you, Brother Lonnie, if you ain't been there, you don't know.